As you welcome yourself into your meditation, first letting the body feel confident. That the way body and ground are together is good, good enough. That we can shift into a different way of relating to experience so that stillness can really have us. In a way we haven't tried, haven't tasted. Letting our habit of over-alertness calm down or be present but not in charge. So sounds are maybe more softly heard, more in the background. More often. Or sounds and hearing is this one transparency, and there's not an alertness to what's going on outside. So sometimes sound and hearing may happen without a feeling of being inside hearing something outside. But starting to let that sense of alertness to what's outside soften. The defense of what's inside to soften. So maybe the fly that's flying around in the room as our helper today, if it lands on your hand, the habit to get rid of it. We can just feel that impulse and stay at rest. In those moments, we can feel when deep rest is one of the hardest things to do. Staying true towards a stillness and a silence. That's a quality more than an act. So noticing the small, habitual, unthinking movements and giving that a chance to rest. And if after a while you find that your body wasn't in a good position after all and there's pain, and it's not interesting and it's sort of invading the whole meditation, then let the body shift, just shift silently as if you're in water, not making a wave. Noticing the voice not only of your body as it moves, but of the fabric that it moves in and on and around. Not as an uptightness, but as if we're in the forest and there are deer coming close. And if we're all really true to the quiet, we can be with the deer. Something of their wildness and gentleness may come across to us. And then maybe just noticing what's noticeable, what comes first when you notice your experience. Is it something of sound or body or thought or emotion or energy or what? And don't go anywhere, just notice that's what you notice, that's noticeable. And then maybe two or three more times. Now, noticing something else. What else is noticeable? And what else is noticeable? So, what's easy to notice? And then also, what else is easy to notice? And what else? And not going anywhere with that information yet. And then it could be interesting to then notice if what you noticed is mostly body, mostly emotion, mostly thought, mostly sound. Where does your attention go easily just now? And then what happens next? Your attention goes to the sound or the feeling in the body or the thought that you'd like to have a deep meditation or you're afraid you won't or whatever. Then what happens? Give a little bit of room to what happens next. So maybe the thought, I want a good meditation, and then feeling in the body a narrowing, a leaning forward, perhaps. And then if you haven't, if it hasn't been noticeable, if you haven't noticed what your inner atmosphere is, what's the mood? What's the weather? It's not necessarily an emotion. There could be emotion, there could be energy level. There could be a size to your mood, it could be big or small. There could be a heaviness or lightness to your state of mind, dark or bright. And if we just let that be noticeable, that we're allowed to notice, we can notice what is the state of the mind or the consciousness. When we notice that, just as something happening like the weather, there's always a body posture, there's always a facial expression, there's always a state of mind. That's all. That's not all that's going on. That's not all that you are. May not be what you are at all. Just the weather. When we notice that, like we notice the weather, then what happens? When it's allowed to notice that there is a state of mind or a state of consciousness, it's not something we're trying to cover up. We're not pretending there isn't. We're just noticing there is. Then what happens? From that state of mind, what kind of thinking happens? What kind of body happens? What kind of emotion? What kind of energy? How does it go? Just briefly, short chance to notice clearly. How does small and shaky go into thinking and body? How does big and fiery go? How does clear and light go? How does heavy and hiding go? It's not your fault. But you can notice. It could be like a child would go to the lake and without thinking about, okay, I'm going to look for something to play with, the child would pick something up and play. And whatever the child picked up would be the game, would decide what the game was. Here we're using the space of the heart, not the emotional heart, but some other kind of heart space, to kind of pick up what's here and play with it. What is this? To actually realize I don't know what it is, even if it's very familiar. And then if we just drop it, and we also drop down to the ground of the lower belly or the back or the feet or where you go to drop your occupation, your busyness. There's still a state of mind or a state of consciousness, a state of body, mind, consciousness that's still going on. There's still weather happening in the air and sky. Interacting with earth and sea. Just dropping down, not engaged with what is the state of mind, letting it be there. A bit confident that we could kind of handle any sort of weather, pretty much. And really confident that weather is going to go on happening. It's going to get hot and it's going to get cold. It's going to get wet and it's going to get dry. It's going to get heavy and light. That's going to happen. And what else is going on? Just simple life. It doesn't care so much what the state of mind is. sleepy or too much energy, it doesn't care so much. There could still be kind of a thread of love of the direct experiencing in the lower belly, for example. In an atmosphere of friendliness that is all allowed to be and not your fault. And most of all, alive. Not owned, but here, given, and gone. Noticing what breaks your thread of interest, your thread of loving, being allowed to love direct experience, that aliveness thing. Just noticing if it's a thought that maybe you're not doing it right, if it's an excitement that you think you are doing it right, a fear, a high, a low, a loneliness, a planning, a remembering, a judging. That's what happens to all of us and has happened all these thousands of years. It's nothing new, nothing to worry about. We could just keep going back to that thread of loving, the freshness of what's actually directly perceived or received, and resonating with that. Resting in resonance. And just now, towards the end of the meditation, if you feel like not just the practice of noticing what's easy to notice, but noticing what's not so easy to notice. So opening the mind to notice something not easy to notice. Whether a sound that's not the sound you easily heard, whether a feeling in the body that's not the feeling you easily felt, or whether an absence of sound between sounds. And then again, feeling what is the state of mind and its texture and shape and weight or lightness, warmth or coolness. Whatever it may be, feeling that there's aliveness going on in it, just as in any experience, wherever we find ourselves, however far into a thinking process. Even self-criticism, irritation, fear, whatever, feeling the aliveness. And the aliveness in its expression as hot, cold, heavy, light, etc. And then how would it be just for a few moments to take away whatever name you've given, whether shame or irritation or brightness, peace, taking away the name. This unowned human felt experience, quality experience. How would it be to let that kind of shape and quality really just float here, not yours, but life's, so to speak, as if floating on a sea of softness without edges. So we can let the quality in the mind body come to our notice. Feel the texture, shape, location. Take away the name. Peace or rage or whatever. Wanting, restlessness. Just one of the animals that comes with the human being. And then letting it be free. So just feeling, for example, the tightness of wanting something, which means not wanting something else, so an against shape. And just knowing that we've all in this room felt that. It's not yours so much. It's not only yours. It came without your invitation. Can be felt and can just be allowed to rest, to be alive, to be uncaged. May all beings be at peace. Any questions or words?